Moncrief on News Talk.
You get out of the bath and your fingers are wrinkled. Why does that happen? The odd thing is that no one is quite sure. Nick Davis is a neuroscientist and psychologist at Manchester Metropolitan University. Afternoon, Nick.
Hi, good afternoon, Sean.
Right, so after you've been in the bath and or your hands have been in water, they get crinkled. Is it understood even what that process is?
Well, we understand a little bit, a bit about the physiology. So if you think about your fingertips as being full of little blood vessels, what we think is when your hands are wet for a while, the blood vessels constrict, so they get a bit tighter. And you should be able to see if your hands are wrinkly after doing some washing up or getting out of the bath.
But why would
they get a little bit paler?
Yeah, why would they constrict? Is the water having some sort of an effect on them?
So that's a process that we don't fully understand. But so water seems to get into the pores of the skin and triggers this constriction. And then it creates little valleys. So it's like it's pulling the skin inwards. And so some people, when they think about wrinkly fingers, they think about it about the skin expanding. But it doesn't. It constricts. It pulls inwards.
Now, and is it the case that if, you know, the way your thumb wrinkles when you put it in water, it's the same pattern every time?
Oh, that is a good question. So we think so. There's been a study recently that only did a very small number of people's fingers and thumbs. And it did seem to be superficially quite similar. So for each person, their pattern of wrinkling will probably look similar each time.
Yeah. So why does it just happen to fingers? Why doesn't it happen to knees or any other part of the body?
It does happen to another part of your body, and that's your feet. Your feet and toes also wrinkle. And I think probably what's happening is the skin on your hands and toes is slightly different. It looks different, so it's hairless skin. And probably going back maybe in our evolution to early apes, they were probably walking around or doing stuff with their hands and feet. And so it made sense for both of those parts to wrinkle. Whereas the other parts of your body, say your elbows or the back of your hand, they don't need to wrinkle, and so they don't.
Okay. But you have a theory that this might be some sort of evolutionary adaptation.
Well, I think so. And it makes sense. So what we think probably is that the pads on your fingertips are acting like the treads on a car tire. And so when a car tire gets wet, when there's water on the road, the wrinkles on the car surface, car tire, act to sort of move the water away to create a sort of ridge of dry. And so we think that's probably what's happening here. When you grip something in your hand, the water is displaced into the little grooves, and so that makes it easier. It makes it grippier to pick up.
Mm. So that scenario would be kind of our ancient ancestors are, say, in a river trying to catch fish, and it might be easier to get a grip on them if you've got wrinkled fingers and toes.
Yeah, I think so. So you might imagine even kids or adults these days, you know, rock pooling at a beach, so walking around on wet rocks, diving their hands into pools, exploring in there. You know, they're also getting wrinkly fingers and wrinkly feet, and so it's helping them to stay gripped on the rock and also to explore these pools. And when we do it now, that's, you know, we're just having a little look. But maybe for our ancestors, it was helping them to get useful protein or useful fish oil, which went towards brain development.
Does it affect all people equally, this wrinkling process? Does it divide up among genders, for instance?
Well, as far as we know, there's no difference between genders. I have to say, there aren't that many studies in humans, surprisingly, given that, you know, it's such a common process. There are some neurological disorders that might affect this process. So many of us will have a family member with Parkinson's disease, And so often, if Parkinson's is affecting just one side of the body, you might find that that side doesn't wrinkle as readily. And that's because the nervous system not working as efficiently.
Right. Okay. And the thesis that you have, is there any way of testing that?
Well, I was very lucky a few years ago to have access to the Science Museum in London. And I was able to set up a little experiment where people could come in and they could get their fingers all wrinkly and they could sort of manipulate this object. And so the process we think is going on is that when you pick up an object, let's say a nice cool glass of water on a hot day, it gets a bit slippy. And so the more slippy it is in your fingers, the more you have to squeeze it. And so we were able to see the relationship between how hard you have to squeeze something to be able to pick it up. And so we did this in the Science Museum in London, had hundreds of people come through, and we were able to test the relationship between finger slippiness and the weight people were lifting. And so what we found is that if you pick up an object with dry hands, it's really efficient. It's easy to pick it up. Hmm. And if you pick it up with wet hands, it's not very efficient at all. You have to grip it quite hard, and so your fingers get tired. But if your fingers are wet and also wrinkly, they grip really nicely, almost as well as dry fingers. And so that gives us really good evidence that picking up an object with wrinkly fingers is more efficient.
That's so interesting. How long does it take for your fingers to wrinkle up? I must say, it's happened to me, but I've never timed it. Is it an instant reaction, or does the water have to be a certain temperature for a certain time, that kind of thing?
It's not instant, but certainly after a few minutes. The warmer the water, it seems, the more efficient it is. And so if you use water that's about the temperature of washing up water, so about 40 degrees, 35, 40 degrees, that's quite efficient. And so your fingers should go wrinkly in washing up water after 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, and how long does it take for them then to go back to normal again?
It's a bit slower to reverse the process. I have to admit, I haven't timed that, and maybe that's something I should look at, because that's an interesting question. Because when your fingers are wrinkly like that, they're good for picking things up, but they're less sensitive, and so you would think it would make sense to go back to normal as soon as possible.
Nick, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Nick Davis there, a neuroscientist and a psychologist at Manchester Metropolitan University.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.